exactly a quarter of a mile to go. And only three horses are left in this grueling race. Speedy One is first. The Flash is his second, and High Hopes is his third.
I wonder what happened to Wobbly Leg.
He's still sleeping. By Jove, there seems to be four horses left in the race. There's another horse away on the far side of the track. I don't know who it is. I'll take a look through my glasses. Ah, she's a pretty one. By crikey, it's Wobbly Legs.
Well, someone must have woke him up.
Poor horse, I know how he feels.
Yes, it's Wobbly Legs, all right. He's galloping along, free and easy.
Come on, Wobbly Legs!
Oh, correction, he's not galloping, he's walking. But he's too far out of it to matter. The first three horses are just entering the stretch. Speedy One first. The Flash is a second, and High Hopes a third.
Oh, turn it off.
Hold it. High Hopes just threw his jockeys out of the race.
That means the Wobbly Legs is third.
Yes, Wobbly Legs will be third. That is, if he ever finishes the race.
Come on, Wobbly Legs.
And Speedy One. Speedy One crosses the finish line, the winner. Here comes the Flash, he's second.
Where's Wobbly Legs?
Wobbly Legs is just crawling the stretch on his knees.
All he has to do is cross the finish line and we win.
Uh-oh. Wobbly Legs stops in the middle of the stretch. One moment. He's munching on a blade of grass.
Keep going. You'll have lunch later.
Maybe he needs the energy.
And the jockey starts using his whip on Wobbly Legs. The Wobbly Legs takes the whip, starts using it on the jockey. Oh, beg pardon, that's his bridle swinging loose.
Wobbly Legs, please, for Margie.
Oh, at last, Wobbly Legs gets up off his knees, starts going. Wait a minute, he's headed the wrong way.
Turn around, you fugitive from a glue factory.
Oh, bless him, now he's straightened out. He's coming towards the finish line. He's 20 yards away. 19. In 10 yards. 5. And.
And what?
He stops. By Jove, now the jockey's fallen asleep.
I once read that there are 150 ways a horse can lose a race, and it looks like Wobbly Legs knows them all.
Wait a minute. Wobbly Legs starts up again. He lifts one leg, puts it over the finish line. Another leg crosses. And another.
So what about the fourth leg?
The way he's been racing, I think he's only got three legs.
Wait a minute. There he goes. The fourth leg's over the line. Wobbly Legs finishes third.
We won!
Yes,
we won.
It's official. All those holding sweepstakes tickets on Wobbly Legs will receive the magnificent sum of £1,100, 180 shillings, 75 tuppence, and 27 halfpennies.
How much is that in American money?
$3,000.
Turn that thing off!
Mrs. Odette, we did it! We did it!
We each got $1,500.
Well, Dad, you got to double my share. Looks like Wobbly Legs cost you $3,000.
Not so fast, Margie. I said I'd double whatever you had left in the bank at the end of the month. Now, that's 2 weeks off. And if I know you, you'll spend that money before then.
Oh, no, I won't. I'm going to take my share in $1 bills, and I'm going to hang on to those dollar bills so tightly that George Washington will yell uncle.
Hi, Mr. Albright. Where's Margie?
In her room, counting her money.
Again?
She's counted it every day for a week, but so far she hasn't spent a nickel. If she hangs on to that money until the end of the month, do you know what it's going to cost me?
Yeah, $3,000.
Oh, shut up, you little hyena.
I can't help it. When you outsmart yourself, I get a big kick.
Well, turn around and I'll oblige you. I was absolutely sure that Margie wouldn't be able to hang on to that money.
Mr. Albright, you'll pardon me saying so, but a person who is absolutely sure of anything is a dope.
Are you sure of that?
Absolutely.
Well, I guess that proves it.
How did I trap myself into that?
Hello, everybody. How do you like my new outfit?
Oh, it's beautiful, Mrs. Odette.
I've been on a shopping spree all week. I've been having a ball.
I wish Margie would get rid of some of her money. I can't understand how anyone can go a whole week without spending any money.
Oh, a week is nothing. My girlfriend's husband hasn't spent a dime in 5 years.
5 years?
Yes, but he'll make up for it after next month.
How come?
That's when he gets his parole.
Well, if Margie hangs on to that money for the rest of the month, it'll cost me $3,000. Oh, I'd do anything to get out of it.
You can always plead poverty.
Well, she knows better.
Then plead insanity.
Brady, I don't want to hear one more peep out of you. Understand? Not one more peep.
Peep.
So, Dad, say, that's a lovely outfit you're wearing.
Oh, she's been on a shopping spree. You ought to go shopping too, Margie.
But that costs money.
Oh, what's money?
Well, you certainly changed your tune. A couple of weeks ago, you criticized me for spending. Now you're coaxing me.
Well, I've got a reason.
Yeah, 3,000 of them.
Ready? I've taken all I'm going to take from you. Out.
But.
I said out.
But.
Ram.
But.
What do you know? He butted him right out the door. Well, I must run along. I still have some more shopping to do.
Well, why don't you go with him, Margie?
Well, I could use a new dress.
Oh, I saw one in the window of a shop down the street. It's a dream, and I think it's just your size.
Well...
Oh, go look at it. It won't hurt to try on that dress in the window.
If I'm going to try it on, I'll use the dressing room.
Well, maybe you like it so well you'll buy a dozen. Maybe even two dozen.
I think I'll wait until the end of the month.
Oh.
Well, I'll see you all later.
Margie, baby.
Yes, Dad?
You know, you haven't sat on my lap since you were a little girl. How about sitting on my lap now, huh?
Sit on your lap?
Yes, I want to have a nice father-daughter talk.
Okay. There.
Comfy?
Yep.
You know, you're a lot heavier than you were 20 years ago. I'll bet you're 100 pounds heavier.
And $1,500 richer.
That's what I want to talk to you about.
I know, but it won't help you. Dad, you started out to teach me a lesson, and now I'm going to teach you a lesson never to try to teach me a lesson.
Is that your final word?
Yes. Dad, don't stand up so fast when I'm sitting on your lap. Well, Freddie, today is the last day. All I have to do is go through the rest of the day without spending any money.
Boy, I'd love to see the look on your father's face when he has to fork over $3,000.
Excuse me, Freddie. Yes?
Hello, beautiful.
Well, hello.
You're Margie Albright, naturally.
Well, I touch up my hair once in a while.
Well, a sense of humor and beautiful, too. How can you beat that? Allow me to introduce myself.
I don't see how I can stop you.
The name is Swifty Smith.
Swifty?
Yes, the girls hung that nickname on me. Now, look, I heard about you winning a sweepstakes, and I thought I'd drop around and give you the opportunity of buying a beautiful imported sports car.
A sports car? Well,
and at the price, it's a steal. Now, it's exactly... how much did you say you won on the sweepstakes?
$1,500.
What a coincidence. That's exactly the price of this car.
I was afraid of that.
Hey, Margie, who's this fellow?
Oh, well, he's...
Oh, excuse me, beautiful. I didn't know you were babysitting.
Babysitting? See here, I'm Freddie Wilson, and I...
Never mind. I'm sorry, Swifty, but I'm not buying anything today. Come around tomorrow.
Oh, the car may be gone by tomorrow, beautiful.
I'll take my chances. I like to live dangerously.
You do? Then how about going for a spin with me?
I don't like to live that dangerous.
Well, there's no harm in taking a trial spin. Come on, I'd like to give you a demonstration.
Of what?
Freddy, please.
What do you say, beautiful?
Well, you're such a persuasive salesman, I'm afraid. If I go for a drive with you, will you promise not to try to sell me?
Now, do I look like the kind of a fella who would take advantage of a beautiful girl?
Then what's the sense of going for a drive?
Oh, come on, beautiful. We'll take a short drive in the park.
Okay. As long as we don't take a long park in the drive.
And then Mr. Albright, he asked Margie to go for a drive, and she went with him.
Well, so what? Margie knows how to take care of herself.
Dad, Freddy, look.
What?
The keys to my new sports car.
Holy mackerel, you bought it?
I just couldn't resist those blue eyes and curly hair.
The sports car's got blue eyes and curly hair?
No, Swifty has. And what a clutch.
Who, Swifty?
No, the car.
Oh, so you bought it, eh, Margie?
Yep, for $1,500. Every dime I had in the bank.
I knew you couldn't resist a handsome, smooth-talking salesman like Swifty Smith.
Hey, wait a minute. How did you know he was handsome and smooth-talking? And how did you know his last name was Smith?
I've got a confession to make, baby. Swifty is a high-pressure salesman that I know. I sent him around to see you.
Oh, you did, huh?
Well, I had to get off the hook. And now you've got nothing left in the bank, and double nothing is more nothing.
Come in.
I've got the rest of those things you ordered, beautiful. Where shall I have the boys put them?
In the den.
Okay, boys, bring the packages in the den.
Margie, what's all this stuff?
Well, I can't drive a new sports car without a new fur coat, new suit, new lap robe.
Now, wait a minute. If you spend all your money on the car, where did the money come from to pay for this stuff?
Well, Swifty said that you're a good friend of his.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
So he's giving you unlimited credit.
You mean that I'm hooked for all this stuff?
Yep.
That's my little Margie.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Galloping, he's walking. But he's too far out of it to matter. The first three horses are just entering the stretch. Speedy One first. The Flash is second. And High Hopes third.
Oh, turn it off.
Hold it. High Hopes just threw his jockeys out of the race.
That means the Wobbly Legs is third.
Yes, Wobbly Legs will be third. That is, if he ever finishes the race.
Come on, Wobbly Legs.
Speedy One. Speedy One crosses the finish line, the winner. Here comes the Flash, he's second.
Where's Wobbly Legs?
Wobbly Legs is just crawling the stretch on his knees.
All he has to do is cross the finish line and we win.
Oh, Wobbly Legs stops in the middle of the stretch. One moment. He's munching on a blade of grass.
Get going, you'll have lunch later.
Maybe he needs the energy.
And the jockey starts using his whip on Wobbly Legs. The Wobbly Legs takes the whip, starts using it on the jockey. No, beg pardon, that's his bridle swinging loose.
Wobbly Legs, please, for Margie.
Oh, at last, Wobbly Legs gets up over his knees, starts going. Wait a minute, he's headed the wrong way.
Turn around, you fugitive from a glue factory.
Oh, bless him, now he's straightened out. He's coming towards the finish line. He's 20 yards away. 19. 10 yards. 5. And.
And what?
He stops. By Jove, now the jockey's fallen asleep.
I once read that there are 150 ways a horse can lose a race, and it looks like Wobbly Legs knows them all.
Wait a minute. Wobbly Legs starts up again. He lifts one leg, puts it over the finish line. Another leg crosses. And another.
So what about the fourth leg?
The way he's been racing, I think he's only got 3 legs.
Oh, wait a minute. There he goes. The fourth leg's over the line. Wobbly Legs finishes third.
We won!
Yes, it's official. All those holding sweepstakes tickets on Wobbly Legs will receive the magnificent sum of £1,100, 180 shillings, 75 tuppence, and 27 halfpennies.
How much is that in American money?
$3,000.
Turn that thing off!
Mrs. Odette, we did it! We did it!
We each got $1,500.
Well, Dad, you got to double my share. Looks like Wobbly Legs cost you $3,000.
Not so fast, Margie. I said I'd double whatever you have left in the bank at the end of the month. Now, that's 2 weeks off. And if I know you, you'll spend that money before then.
Oh, no, I won't. I'm going to take my share in $1 bills, and I'm going to hang on to those dollar bills so tightly that George Washington will yell uncle.
Hi, Mr. Albright. Where's Margie?
In her room, counting her money.
Again?
She's counted it every day for a week, but so far she hasn't spent a nickel. If she hangs on to that money until the end of the month, you know what it's going to cost me?
Yeah, $3,000.
Oh, shut up, you little hyena. I can't help it. When you outsmart yourself, I get a big kick.
Well, turn around and I'll oblige you. I was absolutely sure that Margie wouldn't be able to hang on to that money.
Mr. Albright, you'll pardon me saying so, but a person who is absolutely sure of anything is a dope.
Are you sure of that?
Absolutely.
Well, I guess that proves it.
How did I trap myself into that?
Hello, everybody. How do you like my new outfit?
Oh, it's beautiful, Mrs. Odette.
I've been on a shopping spree all week. I've been having a ball.
I wish Margie would get rid of some of her money. I can't understand how anyone can go a whole week without spending any money.
Oh, a week is nothing. My girlfriend's husband hasn't spent a dime in 5 years.
5 years?
Yes, but he'll make up for it after next month.
How come?
That's when he gets his parole.
Well, if Margie hangs on to that money for the rest of the month, it'll cost me $3,000. Oh, I'd do anything to get out of it.
You can always plead poverty.
Oh, she knows better.
Then plead insanity.
Ready? I don't want to hear one more peep out of you. Understand? Not one more peep.
Peep. So, Dad, say, that's a lovely outfit you're wearing.
Oh, she's been on a shopping spree. You ought to go shopping too, Margie.
But that costs money.
Oh, what's money?
Well, you certainly changed your tune. A couple of weeks ago, you criticized me for spending. Now you're coaxing me.
Well, I've got a reason.
Yeah, 3,000 of them.
Freddie, I've taken all I'm going to take from you. Out.
But.
I said out.
But.
Ram.
But.
What do you know? He butted him right out the door. Well, I must run along. I still have some more shopping to do.
Well, why don't you go with him, Margie?
Well, I could use a new dress.
Oh, I saw one in the window of a shop down the street. It's a dream, and I think it's just your size.
Well...
Oh, go look at it. It won't hurt to try on that dress in the window.
If I'm going to try it on, I'll use the dressing room.
Well, maybe you like it so well you'll buy a dozen. Maybe even two dozen.
I think I'll wait until the end of the month.
Oh.
Well, I'll see y'all later.
Margie, baby.
Yes, Dad?
You know, you haven't sat on my lap since you were a little girl. How about sitting on my lap now, huh?
Sit on your lap?
Yes, I want to have a nice father-daughter talk.
Okay. There.
Comfy?
Yep.
You know, you're a lot heavier than you were 20 years ago. I'll bet you're 100 pounds heavier.
And $1,500 richer.
That's what I want to talk to you about.
I know, but it won't help you. Dad, you started out to teach me a lesson, and now I'm going to teach you a lesson never to try to teach me a lesson.
Is that your final word?
Yes. Dad, don't stand up so fast when I'm sitting on your lap. Well, Freddy, today is the last day. All I have to do is go through the rest of the day without spending any money.
Boy, I'd love to see the look on your father's face when he has to fork over $3,000.
Excuse me, Freddy.
Sure.
Yes?
Hello, beautiful.
Well, hello.
You're Margie Albright, naturally.
Well, I touch up my hair once in a while.
Well, a sense of humor and beautiful, too. How can you beat that? Allow me to introduce myself.
I don't see how I can stop you.
The name is Swifty Smith.
Swifty?
Yes, the girls hung that nickname on me. Now, look, I heard about you winning a sweepstakes, and I thought I'd drop around and give you the opportunity of buying a beautiful imported sports car.
A sports car? Well,
and at the price, it's a steal. Now, it's exactly... how much did you say you won on the sweepstakes?
$1,500.
What a coincidence. That's exactly the price of this car.
I was afraid of that.
Hey, Margie, who's this fellow?
Oh, well, he's...
Oh, excuse me, beautiful. I didn't know you were babysitting.
Babysitting? Stay here. I'm Freddie Wilson.
Never mind. I'm sorry, Swifty, but I'm not buying anything today. Come around tomorrow.
Oh, the car may be gone by tomorrow, beautiful.
I'll take my chances. I like to live dangerously.
You do? Then how about going for a spin with me?
I don't like to live that dangerously.
Well, there's no harm in taking a trial spin. Come on, I'd like to give you a demonstration.
Of what?
Freddy, please.
What do you say, beautiful?
Well, you're such a persuasive salesman, I'm afraid. If I go for a drive with you, will you promise not to try to sell me?
Now, do I look like the kind of a fella who would take advantage of a beautiful girl?
Then what's the sense of going for a drive?
Oh, come on, beautiful. We'll take a short drive in the park.
Okay. As long as we don't take a long park in the drive.
And then, Mr. Mr. Albright, he asked Margie to go for a drive, and she went with him.
Well, so what? Margie knows how to take care of herself.
Dad, Freddie, look.
What?
The keys to my new sports car.
Holy mackerel, you bought it?
I just couldn't resist those blue eyes and curly hair.
The sports car's got blue eyes and curly hair?
No, Swifty has. And what a clutch.
Who, Swifty?
The car.
Oh, so you bought it, eh, Margie?
Yep, for $1,500. Every dime I had in the bank.
I knew you couldn't resist a handsome, smooth-talking salesman like Swifty Smith.
Hey, wait a minute. How did you know he was handsome and smooth-talking? And how did you know his last name was Smith?
I've got a confession to make, baby. Swifty is a high-pressure salesman that I know. I sent him around to see you.
Oh, you did, huh?
Well, I had to get off the hook, and now you've got nothing left in the bank, and double nothing is more nothing.
Come in.
I've got the rest of those things you ordered, beautiful. Where shall I have the boys put them?
In the den.
Okay, boys, bring the packages in the den.
Margie. Margie, what's all this stuff?
Well, I can't drive a new sports car without a new fur coat, new suit, new lap robe.
Now, wait a minute. If you spend all your money on the car, where did the money come from to pay for this stuff?
Well, Swifty said that you're a good friend of his.
Well, what's that got to do with it?
So he's giving you unlimited credit.
You mean that I'm hooked for all this stuff?
Yep.
That's my little Margie.
This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.